Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig, sitting alongside Greg. The struggle is real. You know, a lot of times people run into things and they stop because it's hard, they struggle. I love that my wife's classroom, when she teaches math, she's got a sign up there and she says, math is hard. I mean, let's just tell you right up front, it's hard, clear. But if you'll stick with it, you can do it. You can do math, and you can do hard things. And somewhere along the line, I've seen a lot of people that just bail out anytime that something gets difficult. And somewhere people have started equating struggling with failing. Like, if I don't get this automatically right out of the gate, very first time I do it, I'm done.
I'm not good at this.
Right. I'm just not going to do that anymore. But let's talk about leaders that how especially they, a lot of leaders have gotten to their position because they have persevered through the struggles. Mm-hmm. But how do leaders, let's talk to them, how do they help their people shake that mindset that struggling is not the same thing as failing, but it's actually a path to greater things?
We can bring up stories, you know, examples. I think of like Edison. You know, he made a nice light bulb. He struggled for what, 2,000 other tries, or whatever the number is. It's just astronomical.
And my favorite thing from his notebook, you know, we've got his notebooks. Right. He wrote TA in his notebook all the time. That was his notation to himself, try again. He would try something. He would draw a little sketch. It didn't work out. He would write TA, not, oh, I'm done. It doesn't work.
Wrinkle it up. Throw it away.
Try again. Yeah. Try again. Try again. Yeah. Try again.
We have a society that just says failure is permanent, and it's not.
Right.
And maybe that's what we got to do as leaders, just to encourage people that we're not failing. We're learning what didn't work. And I think that's what Edison's line would be. This didn't work. Try again. For some reason, though, we can be quick to say, well, just shut that program down.
Right.
Well, you like hiking. You and your wife like to hike. I like to hike. And sometimes you're at, am I halfway here? Because I'm pretty tired.
Right.
Do I stop, quit?
Right. And start going back.
And go back. Right. Or like, I'm halfway. I must just keep going. There's got to be something good on the other side.
Right.
I think if we as a culture and as leaders of orgs, really we're not leaders of orgs, we're leaders of people.
Right.
But they just call it
within an organization.
It's an organism, really. Right. I wonder if we should focus on failure. Like, actually, because we give awards for, we had no accidents. Well, our productivity was down 63%. We didn't have any accidents. Well, that wasn't the goal. I don't want people to have accidents, but sometimes when you fail, that wasn't the outcome we wanted. Let's try that again.
Right.
I wonder if we made that conscious effort for a window, what people would respond to that as leaders for us?
Sure. What do you think? Well, I think if we said to them, well, what would you attempt if you knew that you weren't going to fail at it? You know, because people would be like, no, I probably am going to fail. Yeah, but we can learn from it. I love that. Changing the mindset of not sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but sometimes you win, sometimes you learn.
Yeah. Was that Mandela?
No, that was, I think Maxwell, John Maxwell might have said
both
that.
Both good.
Yeah. but you know, if you think about when there's a win, when there's a breakthrough, if you were honest and looked back at it, just one change on a sales call over here, one change on a customer service thing here, maybe you wouldn't have landed that client or that account that you had. And so, you know, you're there celebrating that we were successful, which is fine, but we weren't that far off from dropping the ball. So why don't we look at it the other way when we do drop the ball? Oh, well, you know, all we have to do, now we've learned, we just have to tweak here and tweak here. We don't have to like do a major overhaul. It's just, we were so close to success. Right. We just got to do just these little things.
Sports analogy. I know leadership and business sometimes go into sports. So you take a NFL game, they have 70 plays. most games come down to about six or seven plays. It's a missed field goal. It's a hold. It's a offsides. It's a fumble. It's field position. Maybe the wrong play call and the other team made the right play call. We play for what? How long is an NFL game? 3 hours, and which, sure. That's with timeouts, obviously, yep. And advertisements. But six or seven plays determines kind of the game a little bit.
Yep.
You know, so I think that's for us as leaders when we're looking at a 365-year day job. You know, it's all year. You're always in a leadership role, even if you go on vacation. Sometimes we still keep our phone out. Sorry, but I think for us that willingness to say failing is a learning.
Yep.
I'm not saying wasting time and money, resources, but I played sports, you've played sports, and probably someone just asked me the other day, any highlights in your sports? I hate that question. I can tell you the things I learned, but they were from what?
Yeah.
Failure or a loss or an average, not a great game or whatever it was. And so to me, that's part of life. And you know, our kids as parents just take the leadership role of a home. If we make our kids think, man, if you screw up, well, we're going to.
Right.
Well, I better not screw up, or I better not tell them I screwed up. And now you have a problem, right? So they can't come to you.
Yep.
You've had organizations where you're like, "Who don't tell the boss." You
know, oh, absolutely.
Like, well, that doesn't help.
Right. Yeah, and I think that, you know, one of the things that was really helpful for one of my organizations, we had to make a big turnaround in a short amount of time. And at the time that I stepped in there. And so we instituted a lot of the Six Sigma ideas, which have built in there that we're going to identify every time that we don't hit the mark as a way to, it's always a learn. It's always, that is moving us closer to the goal. And that's what we have to do. I think that there's far too many people that just, we drop the ball there. Let's never go down that path again. Let's never try that one again.
Yeah.
Let's never.
My feelings were hurt.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. We already put a significant amount of investment into that. And, you know, kind of like you were saying with the hiking thing, we've already, you know, this is this big loop, you know, from where I parked my car, I'm going to hike way out here and I'm going to walk back in. I've already put all this in. Why would I turn around and go back? I'm already right here. Let's just continue on the rest of the way. It's, I think, the same thing in some of our businesses. Mm-hmm. Like, we already put in all of the effort to.
We committed.
Right.
Yeah.
And so maybe you didn't get the client that you thought you were going to get.
True.
But look at all the things that we put into place and all the processes that we do have down now. And all that happened was at the very end, they went with another organization instead of with us. But if we look back, boy, we all along the way, it was a win, it was a win, it was a win. We were doing really well. We just missed it right at the very end.
Yeah.
Let's not abandon the whole process, because we just learned a whole bunch of things along the way. What can we do to just tweak that part right at the end?
Have you ever been tempted as a leader to help a person find the kind of the shortcut?
Yeah.
It kind of goes back to, you know, I'm not a botanist or biologist, but in that whole chrysalis and the butterfly, they have to struggle in the chrysalis.
Yep.
They have to press. They have to push. You take an X-Acto knife and you break the chrysalis and the butterfly goes, no wings.
Right.
It's hard to let people struggle.
Right.
Right. That's kind of the struggle means failure. No, struggle, actually, you're going to get better. You're going to learn about yourself or teammates. Talk about that. Like, why do we want to swoop in? Is it to save resources?
Well,
to prove that we're great? Or what is it?
I think it's sometimes because we've already, like, say, you know, you're working on the math problem. And I'm looking over your shoulder. Oh, I already know what the answer is going to
be.
Yeah,
you're right.
So let me just help you with this real quick. Well, I only know what the answer is because I struggled to get to that spot. Mm. And I'm really robbing you of learning something.
Oh, I like that.
If I don't let you, but now I know, like if I'm watching you, oh, you know what? I did the same thing. I thought that you were supposed to add up these two. I did the same thing that you did. So let me show you. What about if you move this over here? How about if you try it now?
Yeah.
I was with some kids the other day that were working on math, and one kid, he flipped his pencil over to erase something, and then he goes, oh, I don't have any eraser left. And I said, excellent. I love that. because that tells me that
you chewed it.
Yeah, that you've been writing some stuff down and you've been erasing it. But every time you're erasing something, you're learning something. So that's great. You know, mm-hmm. you're getting some stuff. I've talked to people before. You know, like I hate to keep using the math analogy, but I'm looking at a math paper and I say, you know, your paper's too clean. I want to see you like crossing things out and writing stuff over here because that's part of your thinking process to get to the answer.
Yeah.
And but it's like that. We can put that in any organization that you have got to go through the process to get there. But I think a lot of times as leaders, we say, I've already been through the process. Let me help speed it up for you. And
we do the chrysalis and the butterfly. Right.
Yeah. And then they can't fly.
Do we like seeing people struggle? Maybe as leaders?
No.
So that's we're contributing to their, you know, struggle feeling.
Right.
Well, I'll just take it from here. They learn nothing.
Right.
Next time they're going to stop earlier and say, I don't know what to do here, boss. What do you want to do?
Right.
And you take it again. I think we create kind of that habit, you know, right, where they're like, well, yeah, if he's going to take it from me, she's good at it, I'll just let her do it. Right. You know,
I'll give you a hint on how to start this one. Maybe you should look at this. Well, why don't you just give me the next step? Nope. I give you the first one,
right,
you know, and then... But see, I think as leaders, sometimes we go, oh, but it feels like it's going slower. Well, it probably is at first.
We were slow before.
Yes. And that's,
I can be slow.
And I think that that's what we forget is back when I was in that spot.
Yeah,
I was slow then too. Yeah.
I think if you, I'll do a quick analogy. So someone's got a prayer request at church. They don't dare say anything. Well, it says failure, it says I'm a loser, whatever. But you're robbing the other person of the blessing of praying for you,
yep,
checking in with you, and loving on you, right? Yep. I think it's the same thing for us leaders. Let them struggle a little bit. You used to have, I don't know if it was a sign on your desk, but when you, if you come in here with a problem, have you thought of a couple options, solutions, right, answers, and then let's whittle to it versus you save the day.
Yep.
So they had a struggle with, well, I know if I go to see Mr. Owens, I'm going to have a couple answers and I'm not sure what he's going to like. And then you end up like, well, which one do you like? Well, I don't even know what Mr. Owens liked. I like the first option I gave. That's a good one. Run with it. I think people need to know the freedom of struggle.
Yep.
But also maybe, and I wonder if instead of struggle equals or means failure, I wonder if struggle slash failure, it's like, it's almost like that fine line. It's going to be a good struggle or it's going to be a failure from it.
A productive struggle.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
And like, and some people don't like to be coached.
Right.
Right. Right. And we coach people. We love it, but so, they're brave because they're going to just, what am I doing wrong? Right?
Yeah.
And they have to be willing to say, oh, so Mr. Owens, that was pretty good help. All right. So next time, don't come to me right away.
Right.
Wrestle with it with a little bit.
Yep. You know? And that's what I think, you know, every time it gets a little bit longer, you've pushed them a little bit farther. And then, like I said, they get a little bit faster at mm-hmm. doing it. And eventually they're going to speed up and they might even go past where I am. They've so sped up.
What a great lesson for leaders.
Right. But if I rob them of that, you know, strengthening process because I keep stepping in mm-hmm. to bail them out, then they aren't going to go any faster. But again, there are some poor leaders that they want to do that.
Yeah.
Cause I always want you coming to me. You know, I'm gonna hold back the last part of this project. I'm never gonna let you finish the project.
Right.
You do all of the other stuff. I'm going to finish it up because you can't do it.
Yeah.
It's too crucial right there at the end. I don't want you to drop the ball right at the end.
When you line up the word failure, it needs to be temporal.
Yep.
It's not permanent. How do we differentiate as we coach leaders on our podcast and coach them when they sign up with us? How do we differentiate failures versus mistakes? Like, that was a costly mistake. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. Is that a failure? So how do we differentiate that? Because mistakes can be costly. Failure should be progress to the end win
sure.
to me.
I think in either case,
it's not in my notes, by the way.
I think in either case, if we let people have an opportunity to fix what they have
messed up.
Or yeah, made where they over. Where they tripped, where they made a mistake, where they dropped the ball. Let's give them a chance to do that. Like again, going back to, you know, we talked about a sports analogy. You'll hear that sometimes when, oh, you dropped the ball last time. Let's get him right back in there. Let's get another pass play to him because we don't want him to lose confidence. He's too valuable to the team. Let's get him right back in. Yeah. Let's show him that we trust him. And I think that that's if people feel like, well, I dropped the ball and I know I'm going to get beat up and they're not going to trust me anymore. I'm never going to get another chance at this. Well, then people are going to stop trying to do anything outside of, you know, what it's a 100% guaranteed. But if they know I dropped the ball and my leader is going to say to me, yep, you did drop the ball. You got any ideas how we can pick it back up?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you know what we can do from here? What can we learn to as we go forward from here? And give them a chance. I think then they're willing to stretch and try a little bit more.
Steve Carell is in a movie. Is it Evan Almighty? And he's Noah. Got to build the ark. It's a movie.
Well, let's look to our resident movie expert over there. Do you know?
Is it?
Maybe it's Bruce Almighty? Evan
Bruce,
Almighty?
Bruce is...
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
So it's got to be Evan Almighty. He has to build an ark. And Morgan Freeman, one of my favorite guys, beautiful voice. I could just listen to a book on tape with him before I go to sleep and just... but Morgan Freeman comes up at a restaurant and Steve Carell's wife's there and they're really struggling and it's a little embarrassing and it's kind of humorous and so forth. There's a cool line in there where Morgan Freeman actually he's incarnate in the movie a little bit as God, like he's giving the message, the calling to Noah to build the ark. So this lady's kind of complaining a little bit, the wife, and he goes, so, you know, if you want courage, do you think God just gives you courage or does he give you situations to build your courage?
Yep.
If you want your family to be close, do you think God just says get close or he gives you experiences, sometimes failures, to bring your family together to be solid together?
Yep.
You're asking for solidarity, toughness, unity, but he's not going to give it to you. He's going to give you scenarios for you to develop it. It's a pretty cool little script. I think that's us.
Yeah.
I think that's what we need to say is, I'm not going to get rid of your struggle, but you're going to build some leadership muscle in our organization by trying again.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's just a goal. Like I know there's pressures in business, organizations, nonprofits, whatever. But the harder we are on others for failing,
right,
they won't want to struggle.
Right.
They'll just say, yeah, and that's not for me. So I think that's
probably, that's true.
You know, it's like, you know, it builds patience.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to use my son as an example. So where he's playing some game, this was a number of years ago, maybe the first Madden game or something, you can make a player, or maybe it's college, you can make a player. So I just sit down with him, shooting the blow with him, and all of a sudden I said, who's that player? Oh, that's the guy I'm making. Well, how did he get muscles like that? Well, you just push a button and you get muscles. And so you can't have him too many muscles because then he's not fast. But if he has muscles, he's, you know, he's durable. Oh, what does he eat? Dad, this is a game. It's not a diet.
Right.
But if he's eating Doritos and drinking orange crust, he's not going to have muscles like that. So the game just absolutely fast forwarded through any struggle for that player to become an amazing athlete in a football uniform.
Yep.
And I thought, that's kind of our society. We really trip up and want comfort.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like an Afghan. No, go exercise.
Right.
That'll get your temperature up. Well, that's work.
Well, can you imagine, like, you know, at the beginning of whatever season, baseball, football, basketball, you know, you got the prognosticators that sit there and they look at all the teams and they go, well, I really think that, you know, these teams are the ones that could end up in the World Series or the NBA championship or whatever it is. Can you imagine if they just said, like, at that point, they go, hey, congratulations, we think you're going to win, so we're just going to give you the trophy right now.
Yeah.
Versus the grind through the whole season, the ups and downs,
games, 84 games, yeah, whatever.
People are getting injured, and the replacement players stepping in to fill in for the person that the starter that got injured, and all the way through, and they overcome all this adversity, and then you see them when they win the championship, you know, grown men acting like little boys. They can't contain themselves. How excited they are! Yeah. There is a thrill that comes from the victory. Because you've persevered through.
You pushed through.
Nobody, you know, is going to celebrate like that when they just go, congratulations, you win. Here's your diploma. Here's your certificate. Here's your ring. Here's your, you're like, really? Mm-hmm. I just get this just because I showed up.
Yeah.
You know, it's the struggle that gets people there. Unfortunately, we don't take that long range view and we just look at right in the moment. Oh, you messed up right here. Forget it. We're over. We're done. We're not fixing that part. We can't fix it. It's that mistake was fatal. You're fired. We're moving on. We're shutting down that department. We're never trying that again. Hold up a second. Yeah. You know, that struggle is a part of what's going to make the victory so sweet down the road. Hmm. You know, let's not.
The leadership lesson for us to our audience has kind of two things for me. One is accept failure and build it into your successes.
Yep.
Which almost feels like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
I'm coaching a young sales guy. His boss said, hey, I think he's got the potential, but I'm just not finding the buttons. So I met with him for about 4 months, you know, once or twice a month, just kind of just learning a little bit about him. And at the end, I says, all right, I need you to write a report on what you've learned about yourself now versus when we started 4 months ago. His answer was, what are you looking for? I'm looking for what your ahas were. I don't know what they were. I know what we went through together. I'm really proud of you. But what did you learn from the struggle, like redoing something the way you used to do it, you know, and trying something different? I got the best one-page letter. I wouldn't be able to post it because it's so long. It was paragraphs, just almost like he just got into this, just spit it all out. And I thought, okay, I made failure okay. I don't send that to his boss because I'm saying he's making progress. I think that's the part of failure, it's progress. So I'd like to change what I can bench. I'm not going to change it tomorrow.
Right.
I got to, you know, try. Work. Okay, I'm going to do a little more reps. And the next time is less reps, a little more weight. And then maybe if I can, you know, cheat a little bit and kind of like change it. So one, I'm going to do light weights, a lot of reps. I'm going to do heavy weights, short reps, small reps. At some point, I'm like, I can now do the lot of reps with the bigger weight. How did that happen? It takes time.
Yep.
And I think we have to make it safe.
Right. But
I do wonder about the grind. We kind of avoid it. You know, we want the comforter. We want the comfy socks or, you know, slippers in the winter or whatever. And the grind isn't very romantic.
Yep.
It's not a bestseller. But when you learn about people who were best in their field, engineers, attorneys, pitchers, teachers, whatever it is, truck drivers, whatever, they're the best in their field. Man, they ground
because of that.
Oh, yep. It wasn't like, hey, I got the keys of the truck. I'm driving a truck. I know what to do. No, no, no. I was a bad driver when I first started.
Yep.
I asked my dad. But I think we have to give the people a chance to say, what did you learn about yourself? Not the process. What process could be about it, but it's you.
Right.
You came through it. That whole hike thing just kind of creates an interest in me. Like, I went about halfway. Let's turn around. Keep going.
Right.
My grandpa had a fun quote. He goes, Greg, when you're trying to be good at sports, go the extra mile. Less crowded.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It is less crowded.
Yep.
But we have to give permission to them to continue down the road versus saying, all right, stop, you're fired, next guy.
Right.
Because now everybody's like, well, don't try anything. He's mean. Right? I'm like, whoa, you're going to get done, you know. I think winning, you spoke about like winning just tastes better. You
sure.
know, when you had to put something in it. We were just lucky. So yeah, it was great. There's you didn't build any quality or character. Yeah, we struggled. We had 21 injuries this year, and we still won the championship. And our locker room was great, and you know we're ready for next season already. Okay, you're building something, yep. Right? There was a quote: "Everyone wants to skip the struggle, not knowing what that there's really character is built from that struggle." Comfort is our biggest thing, leaders. People want to be comfortable. They want to be safe. I don't think a lot of games or wars or you know wins have been done by this. I don't right. think safe.
Well, I think you can keep people safe without and still going to be uncomfortable. You know, let them know where the
right.
that the safety nets are there.
I had the privilege of leading a couple sales organizations in my career, and I kind of converted from single selling to team selling, and it was a little foreign to the group, and then now that's all they do. When we would go on sales calls, different departments, different people would be in the car with us, and we'd go into a meeting, and they knew this would happen. So we'd stop, get a gas station, get a little snack, get a lunch, whatever. All right, what did we all learn? Originally, they didn't like it because they had to think. Like, yeah, the meeting went good. Okay, well, so tell me how it went. Well, it went good. No, good what? What? And then good, not so good, like both sides.
Right.
After about 6 months of going with a team and we'd get in the car. Hey, I saw this and you know, I noticed this. We should do this next time. Yes, make it healthy.
Yes.
We're not going to go into this meeting with a conclusion already. So learning from them and then the other person, well, I never saw that. The next meeting, oh, doggone it, that person saw it because they were like, yeah, I got to pay attention, you know. But when you do team, the ahas. Maybe that's what it needs to be is, so we didn't get this account. What's our aha?
Right.
Talk about it right. Versus, hey, we got a new account. Let's have champagne and caviar. Well, we wanted to win.
Right.
I want to win more. So can I learn from the less, the loss,
yeah.
to be more? And I think that's our goal as leaders, whether it's sales or you know process or profits or territories or whatever, more customers or better customer reviews. I just think that's a goal for us is to make it a norm.
Yeah.
Failure
absolutely.
Is a norm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, leaders, that's what you really have to change. You've got to change the mindset in yourself and in your organization that failure's not fatal, that failure doesn't signify that you're not growing, that you're not succeeding, because you can find the growth opportunities and the learning opportunities even in those times that didn't go exactly the way that you wanted it to go. If we can help, please check out our coaching page on Maximize Leadership. This is the real value of a coach that comes in and kind of has a bird's eye view and can help you see things that maybe you're missing because you're right in the heat of the battle, and we can help point out some things to you. So just scroll down on that page to the bottom. You can fill out the form on there. Tell us what you're dealing with, what you're struggling with, where you want to grow. We will get back with you with some honest feedback of either how we can help or maybe how somebody else can help. We'd also love for you to be able to weigh in on the kind of things that we're talking about here, whether you want to just drop a comment right below, reach out to us on X at Maximize Podcast, let us know about this episode, or maybe give us some ideas of some topics you'd like us to cover in the future. We want to be here to resource you so that you can continue to succeed and grow not only your own leadership, but then everybody else around you as well. So stay in contact with us. We're going to continue bringing great content back to you.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.